Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Ward County Commissioner Alan Walter.
The airports, or you mentioned Berthold with the rail facility. That was one of my questions, but it was also airports. And where I'm getting at is some of those major distribution arteries, whether it be rail, airport, or four-lane highways. And so you covered two of the three already. How about airports? Are you seeing any increases, investments into airports?
Okay, well, the city of Minot just opened up a new airport terminal. The whole project was close to $100 million. The terminal itself was $43 or $49 million. It's a huge facility. It's actually right now the largest one in the state for a terminal. The flights have gone down. Like last year, for the month of January, it was 16,000 enplanements. This year, in 2016, in January, is 12,300 enplanements. So it's dropped, it's dropped about a third. But there's still a number of flights a day out of here. There's three airlines servicing Minot, and we're not hearing anything that there's going to be any downturn in that. In fact, I know that the airport people are looking to get another airline in here. They're working with, I believe it's American Airlines, to get them in here and start servicing at Minot and in and out of Minot. So they're expecting it to stay up pretty good. The oil price has gone up in the last couple of days. I don't know. I think if it gets up to $50 a barrel, we're going to see a lot more activity. It's not going to be as crazy as it was a few years ago, but it's going to start coming back if it gets up to $50 a barrel. So I don't know what it is today, but I believe yesterday it was at 36. So.
Yeah. How about when it comes to community development, economic development? Specifically, I'm wondering about any public-private partnerships that might be happening there in your county. Do you know of any public-private partnerships or any major, community-type investments? You mentioned the airport. That would have been a great example of one major investment for the community. You know, roads, of course, another one, or city halls. But there is a wave of these public-private partnerships happening across, at least on the eastern side of the state. Are you seeing any there in Ward County?
There is none now, today, currently, but I know that they're working on one, looking at a couple of different things. We had a Minot Area Development Corporation meeting yesterday, a board meeting, and there was a presentation from a company that wants to develop some land here in Minot, and they're looking at a public-private partnership on that. And I don't know where that's going to go, but they made a presentation to us yesterday, and we'll be hearing more about that as time goes on. And then there's another one I know that they're talking about, but I don't know the details on it. But, you know, the city put that investment in the airport in the last few years. The county is also putting a huge investment in its facilities with the expansion of the jail and the expansion of the courthouse. That's $79 million that's being spent right now. The jail expansion is just going to be starting here in the next month.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ward County Commissioner Alan Walter, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Sean Wenko, Executive Director for Williston Economic Development.
In a 10% reduction in population, we're still kind of leveled out and maintaining at about 28,000 people just in the city of Williston. So we had a significant population increase over the last 4 years. So those restaurants and the retail is still doing fine, and there's going to probably be some need for even some more of those, different types of amenities to come into this market. So we're working real hard to attract more restaurant retail, even in the climate that we see right now.
How about some of those bigger projects like the community center and maybe some of the wastewater, those root community things that are needed? The tax dollars go up and down, and well, even the way North Dakota's set up where you got to go back to the state and ask for money. Are the taxpayers positioned okay right now? Are the corporations positioned okay? The people who would have to bail out any overspent projects that a government might do. Are there any of those conversations happening, or anybody worried about that at all?
No, as far as government projects, we rolled out in 2015, we rolled out a 5-year master infrastructure development plan, and that came with a $1 billion price tag. Now, are we still moving forward on some of those projects? Yes, but it's a common sense approach. So what does that mean is the projects will happen as the funding and the activity level is there. So, we're probably going to do a few things this year. Would we do everything in that master plan that we laid out in 2015 when the activity was high? No. So we might dial back maybe a road connection here or some infrastructure projects here and there. But as far as anything being shelved, being permanently shelved, that hasn't been the talk. But yes, there's going to be a reduction in oil impact taxes coming back from the state of North Dakota. There's going to be a reduction in the sales tax collections here. But if you look, our city of Williston commissioners did a very good job managing this portfolio when we were going crazy here the last 5 years. So we're going to be fine as a city of Williston. Now, business, I will say business is out there. If they're leveraged pretty good, there's going to be some challenges. They can only hang on for so long. But if you're a business and you don't have a lot hanging out there in the terms of loans, or you're going to do pretty good. You'll be able to hang on to this market and bounce back when it comes back.
Selfishly speaking, anybody who's leveraged, just go talk to anybody in the media during the 2007 to 2010. Internet days, and it was a tough go because nobody wanted to pay to be on the internet, yet you had to invest online. And the media companies, this is very similar time, during that 2008-2009 recession. So there are some resources that people can tap into as far as trying to figure out how to navigate through this. And oil and gas, this is not their first rodeo. They know exactly how to prepare for these things. I know you got a meeting scheduled here, so any final thoughts that you want to get out there during this interview here?
Well, it's just important to note again. You look at what's happening out here. We're still hovering around a 2.3% unemployment. We still have quality jobs in the area. We're going to get through this thing. If there's anybody that is positioned well enough and has been here before that can get through this thing, it's Williston, North Dakota, because we've been doing oil since the 50s. So Williston is still open for business, and there's still a lot of opportunity out here in this area.
To listen to the full-length interview with Sean Wenko, Executive Director for Williston Economic Development, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Make the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort part of your perfect winter getaway. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need in one place. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com or call 877-393-5634 and ask about gaming and spa packages. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort, Deadwood's newest legend. Call them at 877-393-5634.
My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur, it takes a big team to keep this economy moving, and my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play, and our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute. Am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I'm the host of Coffee and Capitalism. I'd like to invite each and every one of you to pull up a stool, pour a cup, and join the conversation. Each week we talk with business owners, innovators, family business, venture capitalists, and kidpreneurs about making money, giving back, and community ethics. That's Coffee and Capitalism.